Mr. Vice President, Marae thanks the Advisory Committee for the comprehensive report outlining the impact, opportunities and challenges of the neurotechnology with regards to the promotion and protection of all human rights. The rapid progress in neurotechnology over the past decade is raising expectations and serious concerns and highlighting the fundamental tension between the immense potential of neurotechnology and the enjoyment of human rights, such as freedom of thought, right to privacy, right to personal integrity, prohibition of torture, cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment, and right to a fair trial and essential procedural guarantees, especially for those of vulnerable groups, such as people with disabilities, children, and older people. Mr. Vice President, the most notable gap is that most countries do not have a policy on neurotechnology. We therefore agree with the recommendation urging the Human Rights Council to provide advisory committee with a follow-up mandate to develop a set of guiding principles on the application of human rights framework to neurotechnology, with a particular focus on the protection and facilitation of freedom of thought and interrelated or relevant rights. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.